Welcome back into Fox on Fox. All right, Coach. Talking Peyton Manning now. The guy's sitting at 499 career touchdown passes. He's one away from being only the second quarterback in the history of the game to pass for 500 touchdowns. You're taking a minute because, first up, we do want to hear what number 18 had to say earlier this week.
I have reflected on how many great teammates and coaches, you know, that I've been with along the way that have been a part of that. You know, you don't, throw that many touchdowns without a lot of help.
Another huge accolade coming up for Peyton Manning, Coach. And like always, he's given the credit to everybody, it seems, except for himself. What does that do for your team? And does that permeate through the locker room as well?
Well, humility is big. You know, we talk about that a lot amongst our team. And, you know, obviously an offensive captain, been a captain since he's arrived here. He's made a great impact. A lot of those touchdowns were a year ago when he broke, you know, the NFL season record. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that's his answer, and, you know, that humility is respected a lot by his teammates.
You guys are kind of getting used to this thing. Logistically, any plans to stop and recognize number 500? Of course, he's 10 off the pace of Brett Favre's all-time mark. I'm sure that'll be a much bigger deal when that happens.
Well, I think, you know, again, you know, we'll have to discuss that, and I'm sure our PR director, Patrick Smythe, will make me aware of that. And typically, like, so, you know, those big accomplishments, we honor those in the locker room after a game.
All right. How about on the other side of the football, talking quarterback? It appears that the Cardinals will go with Drew Stanton instead of Carson Palmer. Anything different there to sort of, lead into how you guys go about preparing for the Cardinals?
Well, really, they're different quarterbacks. You know, every player is different. But, you know, they're running the same plays, the same scheme. You know, whether they got Carson, you know, or Drew, but, you know, he's won the two games he started. So, he's a good young player, and he's taking advantage of that opportunity.
Interesting matchup this week against the Cardinals. We know Peyton has a lot of history with the head coach as well as Tom Moore. You have a lot of history with Tom Moore as well. We see it a lot here in the AFC West Conference, but does that work to your disadvantage or maybe to your advantage when you face off against guys that you're so familiar with and so familiar with their style on the other side of the sidelines?
Well, I think in this league, if you're in it long enough, like a Tom Moore, Bruce Arians, or even Peyton and myself, you know, you're going to have a lot of those relationships, whether it's players or coaches, and you end up playing a lot of ex-teammates, ex-coaches, ex-assistant coaches. Yes, I think it works both ways. You know, there's familiarity, and just like when you play a division team, you know, you play them twice. That familiarity works both ways.
Still ahead, Coach Fox will join us once again to answer questions submitted by you, the fans. But for now, let's go back to studio where Raul is standing by with a look at this week's Pacific Auction Injury Report.
That's right, Nick. The Broncos releasing their injury report, and for the first time this season, linebacker Danny Trevathan is expected to be back in the starting lineup. Last season's leading tackler has been a full participant in practice all week. Tight end Virgil Green is also good to go after suffering a concussion against the Seahawks. The only question mark is special teams captain David Bruton. He's still dealing with a bad ankle and is a long shot to hit the field. He's a 7-time Pro Bowler and was voted a captain before playing a single snap in Denver. But DeMarcus Ware was making his family proud before his NFL career even began. He's the subject of this week's Know Your Broncos, sponsored by Arby's. After starring at linebacker and wide receiver in high school in Alabama, Ware earned a scholarship to Troy University. He worked hard on the field and off, earning a degree in business information systems and starting a new family tradition.
Being the first person in the family to get a college scholarship and, you know, finish 4 years of college really meant a lot to the family, and it sort of paved the way because now some of my cousins and one of my uncles went back to school to finish school, so that was great.
Very cool. Even now, Ware is still working on his education. Back in April, the defensive end participated in an NFL-sponsored business seminar at Notre Dame where he actually won a contest for his pitch to create a new shoulder pad company. Up next, we're back out at Dove Valley with John Fox, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it, what the Broncos head coach is revealing about superstitions and his pregame routine.